AccuWeather forecast says turning partly cloudy, maybe a stray shower this afternoon, high around 85. Severe thunderstorms this morning leading to a lot of power problems in southeast Wisconsin. Kenosha among the hardest hit because of lines coming down. To cover those problem spots until We Energies could get repair crews to those locations, Fire Agency Mutual Aid was deployed, including South Shore, Zion, and Winthrop Harbor, one of the key areas for damage around 39th Avenue and 73rd Street. On-scene reports at the time, three poles snapped, two others in danger. At one point, one Kenosha family was kept in their home due to a down line. A spokesperson for We Energies did confirm Kenosha and Watertown were some of the main outage areas. Those storms did affect their entire service area, some 45,000 customers all total without power at one point. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, well, he could be a top contender for the Republican presidential nomination. That according to one political observer, Jeffrey Skelly, out of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. He speculates, though, that Walker will get hammered on foreign policy and his lack of experience.
Given that he is a governor and he has obviously been trying to bone up on his knowledge of foreign policy, it's still an area where some senators might be able to go after him, say like Rubio or Cruz or Paul.
He believes Walker will likely focus on what he has done for the state of Wisconsin and how he can do that for America. The Gateway Technical College Board held its organizational meeting this morning on the Elkhorn campus. The agenda included recently re-elected members Gary Olson, Scott Pierce, and Roger Zacharias taking the oath of office, and the group then electing its officers from chair down to treasurer. The board also voted to authorize $1.15 million in project bonding. Some of this country's biggest companies launching a campaign to hire 100,000 young people who've been shut out of the job market.
Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz is leading a movement by a number of American companies as they join together to hire 100,000 young people who face barriers to jobs and education, aiming at the estimated 5.6 million aged 16 to 24 who are not in school or working. 17 companies are involved in the program, including Starbucks, Walmart, Target, JCPenney, Macy's, JPMorgan Chase, and Hilton, according to a joint statement. More companies are expected to join. The goal is to make the new hires by 2018. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Wisconsin car dealers busy during the first half of the year.
Mainly selling trucks. Overall vehicle sales were up 6.5% statewide from January through June, and trucks and SUVs led the way.
The auto industry is strong and it's doing well. There's a little bit more faith in the economy right now, and certainly gas prices have a huge effect on what sells and the overall sales of automobiles.
Bill Sepik, who heads the Wisconsin Automobile and Truck Dealers Association, says reasonable gas prices were especially a factor in a nearly 14% increase in truck sales statewide during the first half of the year. In Madison, John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
First District Congressman Paul Ryan thinks that Governor Scott Walker's candidacy for president will do well, despite the crowded field, which he believes really shouldn't be a problem. The Janesville Republican anticipating an even bigger field of candidates before long, but says Governor Walker will make it more interesting. Noting so many candidates, the congressman believes also the eventual debates will, in his words, be less clarifying early on.
Everybody will have, 3 minutes? And so I think it will be the later debates in the later part of the year that are going to make much more difference. They start in August in Ohio, then we go to Milwaukee, and I don't recall exactly where the rest of them are, but basically for a month, you'll have one a month throughout the entire primary season. And as you get further down the road, the debates are going to become that much more important.
Congressman Ryan at one time himself considered a candidate for president off what happened 3 years ago, deciding earlier, though, this year to let others go that route. A 61-year-old South Milwaukee man taken to Frederick Hospital in Wauwatosa, injured when his small experimental helicopter crashed in a Racine County cornfield near Guntley Airport on West Highway G. Man suffered a laceration to the back of his head when he got out of the wreckage and was hit by the rotor. The FAA is investigating. None of us are getting any younger. John Trout reports there's an entire day that's focused in on aging at the White House today.
The White House Conference on Aging, an annual event that seeks to advance the quality of life of older Americans, takes place today. Highlights include remarks from President Obama and expert panelists. Breakout sessions include planning for financial security and technology and the future of aging. According to the U.S. Census, 37.2 is the average age of an American. Between 2000 and 2010, the population of 45 to 64-year-olds grew 31%. The 65 and older population grew faster than most younger population groups at a rate of 15%, making up 13% of the total population. In Washington, I'm John Trout.
Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast says turning partly cloudy, maybe a strong thunderstorm this afternoon. We'll have a high near 85. The Kenosha City Council's License and Permit Committee scheduled this evening to discuss a proposed ordinance which would allow people to walk around certain areas of the city with a drink in their hand. It's the Outdoor Open Container Entertainment District proposal, and it comes from Alderman David Bogdala. Patrons would be allowed to carry their drink in an open paper or plastic container stamped with an establishment's name anywhere within the designated district. He says it's an economic development proposal and it's done in other communities. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee will be meeting this evening. That agenda includes a request from the Director of Park and Rec to waive formal bidding and to negotiate a services contract with Mork Mausoleum Construction for three phases of work to be done on the crypts at both Graceland and Mound Cemeteries. What's proposed is a limit of $40,000 per year for the next 3 to 4 budget years. No Racine area contractors, by the way, met the needed minimum qualifications. In October of 2013, total cost of just the needed maintenance on the crypts estimated at just over $184,000. State Representative Peter Barkas says a provision in the recently approved budget bill is just one example of many ways the state is increasingly reaching into local affairs. A last-minute measure giving Summers the upper hand in water and sewer negotiations with Kenosha. Summers developing a new industrial park, and while the provision would save money for park developers in the short term anyway, Kenosha contends that the new regs could potentially hinder development in western parts of the city. The Kenosha Democrat says these new rules were added by Republican lawmakers without any input from city officials.
There's been a trend the past couple of years in the Capitol where legislators increasingly are infringing on local control and dictate how local officials do their job. There are over a dozen examples in this budget alone.
The genesis for the new rules apparently a dispute between the city and the village over just where Summers would hook into city water. Racine's Fire Department is still a regional response team for hazardous materials emergencies under a continuing contract with the state. Division Chief Nick Hempel recently told the Finance Committee this regional setup goes back a number of years.
It's a contract under the state of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Emergency Management, and the Department of Military Affairs. We provide Level A hazardous materials response for Southeast Wisconsin. And when we respond as a state asset, all the costs associated with the response and any of the liability is assumed by the state.
Hempel adding that the state provides them the financial help, which is $98,000 this time around with the contract toward equipment, training, and outreach with other fire departments.
We take some of our equipment out and we train with other fire departments that are in the Southeast Wisconsin area, showing them how that equipment is used, and we do drills with them as well so that they know what our part in their operations will be.
The latest Racine Fire Department contract with the state for hazmat services began July 1st. It'll go through June of 2017. Racine Unified School Board's Legislative Committee is meeting this evening. That agenda includes an update on the state budget. Now that Governor Walker has signed the 2-year document with possible recommendations for the board to consider at a later date. Meanwhile, the School Board's Audit Committee will be discussing the 2016 budget along with related items. And the annual tour of historic places in Racine is scheduled for Sunday, September the 27th this year. The North Beach Gazebo may be utilized as a ticket information merchandise distribution site for Preservation Racine. That is the recommendation, anyway, of the Board of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services going to the Common Council. Well, you probably heard this somewhere today.
Now I'm running for president to fight and win for the American people. Without sacrificing our principles, we won 3 elections in 4 years in a blue state. Did it by leading. Now we need to do the same thing for America.
Governor Scott Walker's official video out this morning. He'll make the formal announcement a little later this afternoon. Leadership Kenosha looking for applicants for their upcoming session.
The purpose of Leadership Kenosha is to develop, strengthen, and challenge the leadership of the community in order to foster leaders for both the private and public sectors. Monthly workshops will take place around Kenosha County during the course of the program in such venues as the Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce, the Boys and Girls Club of Kenosha, the Kenosha County Division of Health, and the Kenosha Correctional Center. The workshops are held one Wednesday each month from October through May. There is a fee of $975 for Kenosha Area Chamber of Commerce members and $1,025 for non-members that will include all program materials. An orientation retreat will be held September 17th and 18th. More information is available on the website leadershipkenosha.com. Applications are due by August 15th. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And for the past couple of weeks, the national average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline has been $2.83, which is actually down more than 3 cents over the past month, and it's the lowest level since mid-May. The latest Lundberg survey indicating Jackson, Mississippi, with the lowest average of $2.42 a gallon, Los Angeles, the highest average at $3.66. Our AccuWeather weather forecast, turning partly cloudy this afternoon, might be a stray thunderstorm at a high near 85. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.